right, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just want to come before you this morning. We celebrate with Chris because of the results of his scans and the fact that the chemo is working. And Lord, we're thankful for the doctors and the biochemist and the scientist and all who are able to discover these things that work against the diseases that come our way. And so we're thankful for them and thankful that you have given them the knowledge. But Lord, we ultimately know that healing comes from you. And so we're praying that as he discusses with the doctors the next steps, whether it's more rounds of chemo or something else, Father, that you will just continue to work and bring healing into his body, that you'll bring complete healing. Father, we know that complete healing is possible sometimes through medicine, and then, Lord, you bring complete healing oftentimes just because you want to, for the lack of better words, prove a point, to show people that you are God and that you are loving. Lord, we do know that there are times when there are certain things that take people home to be with you, but, Lord, for Chris, we are just praying for that. He will continue to receive good news and that you will bring complete healing to him. We pray for the family of Gary Zims who went to be with the Lord as they're preparing for his services, as they're in a time of grieving and also a time of remembrance. And we pray that as they are preparing to place his body to rest, that you will just bring encouragement to them. You will surround them with individuals who will put their arm around them, either literally or figuratively, and lift them up and say, I'm here for you. I want to want you to know that we're going to walk with you through this time of grief. And we pray the same for the family of Del Rourke, as his services will be this coming Saturday. Lord, pray for all of those who will be there, for the family, for the friends, for those who might be traveling in. Give them traveling mercies, Lord. And during this time for both of these families, we just pray that it will be a time in which your love will be shown not only to the families but to those who are attending. And Lord, that it will be a time that you can use to help people to understand your great love for them, and maybe even them, some of them will come into that right relationship with you as a result of this. Pray for Ruth Ramsey as she's fighting this virus and has asthma. Being unable to breathe is scary. It's hard. You cannot accomplish the things that you want to do. And so I'm praying, one, Lord, that you remove the virus from her body, whatever that virus is, and two, that you'll relieve her from the asthma. We pray that you'll just open up her airways, that she'll get the oxygen that she needs, that she will be able to gain strength and go back to accomplishing the things that she would like to. We pray for these who are traveling to Nebraska to find out the ruling on their custody case, and we pray that favor in their case, and that the kids will be able to come home to Oklahoma. Lord, you know all the details. You know the things that are best, but Lord, we're just praying that you'll work this out for your praise and for your glory on behalf of each one of these children and for the parents as well. Pray for David Wright as he's in Roger Mills Hospital and waiting for this room in Oklahoma City so that they can treat this infection. Pray that a room will come open quickly. Pray that this infection will be able to be brought under control. It can be scary to have an infection after a surgery because it seems like those infections oftentimes bloom in a greater way than other infections. But Lord, we're just praying that you'll bring healing to this, to his body, that the infection will be completely gone. Lord, we believe you can do that miraculously, and he wouldn't even need to be transferred. So, Lord, we're leaving David into your care and keeping, and asking that you will be with them. And we pray for the Morris family and the loss of a loved one, and that you will walk with them and that they're going through this difficult time, and especially for the mother who is pregnant. And, Lord, we're just asking that you will be with her. And, Lord, it's difficult and scary. What next? What happens if something else happens to this next child? And so many things that are going through their minds. Bring calmness, bring reassurance, bring hope to them, Father, even in the midst of loss. Let them know that you are there with them. And we pray for all those who have lost loved ones in this time. To lose a loved one at any time is difficult, but to lose one during a holiday season seems to be more difficult, because every time that holiday rolls around, it brings back the memories of the loss of a loved one. And so, Father, I pray that you will just walk with all these families who have lost loved ones, that you will help them to remember the good times that they've had, the times that they have been with you, that they've had with that family, and that they can trust you, that their loved one is with you. Lord, just do what we are not able to do. And Lord, I know there are many, many other requests out there, people who are listening or will be listening, and I'm just praying that you will meet every need, whatever that need is. And we leave all these cares and concerns in your hands. And Father, then we say thank you for the blessings that you give to us. Thank you for sending your Son for us, for the life that we are able to have, not only as we look forward to eternity, but the life we're able to have here on this earth as we live the life you have called us to, and we make a difference. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church, 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school starts at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45. Sunday evening Bible study prayer starts at 5, Bible study is at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group 7. If you have any other questions, you can call them at 580-729-0956. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey, y'all. She won't just bless your shoes off. She'll bless your shoes and your socks off. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest, greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
We're back. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power. Our guest for this morning is Pastor Joe Thompson, and his title is The God Who Gives Favor. Back to you.
All right. Well, we've been talking about God Gives Favor and how God has given favor to Mary and gave favor to Mary to become the mother of Jesus. And we move on, we see that God's favor makes the impossible possible. Talked a little bit about that already, but Mary's a virgin. No virgin has ever given birth before. From the beginning of time, that was unheard of. And from the time of Mary to now, it's been heard unheard of. Yet, here was Mary, a teenager, who was giving birth to the Son of God. And the angel pointed out that it was God who did this, for no word from God will ever fail. Verse 37. And so I think the point for us is that we need to come to the realization that when God is in it, nothing can stop it. God does what humans cannot. I mean, go back and look through the Bible. He parted the sea for Moses and the Israelites. It says they marched through on dry ground, and then the Egyptians, they decided to do that, and they did the dead man's float. Mm-hmm. Then later on, as the Israelites are coming into the land of Canaan, the Jericho walls fall down flat. And so they're able to conquer Jericho without any problems, without any issues. A little bit later on, we see where he made the sun stand still for a day so that Joshua could defeat his enemies. He didn't save Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace, but we see that the Son of God was with him in the fiery furnace. Mm-hmm. So God does what we cannot do. And when you look through history, you see that God has done miracles that are absolutely amazing. And we think, well, the miracles were Bible times. We don't see the God of miracles anymore. But here's one from back in 2015, March of 2015. And it's told by a policeman, Tyler Beddoes. And he says, I was in for a shock of a lifetime when I and other officers arrived at the accident scene in March of 2015 when a car had overturned in a body of water. And Beddoes believes that this was a modern-day miracle because he explained that when he and the fellow cops went into the frigid waters to look for survivors, we all heard something that was really incredible. We all heard an adult female voice saying, with a calm voice saying, help me, help me. And Beddoes went on to say that this voice was what really guided them to the car and gave us hope that whoever was out there was alive. And here's what he says is about this. He says that when we reached the car, there was a woman who had been deceased for 14 hours. But there was an 18-month-old baby alive in the back seat. And it was that mysterious voice that helped to save the baby, led them to the car, and help to save the baby. So God's favor might not seem like a miracle to some, but when God's favor touches a life, it's a miracle. When God's favor touches a life and they become a child of God, that is a miracle. A person who is bound this direction for hell becomes now a person who has done 180 and is headed towards heaven. And so we need to see that when God is giving favor, that he's making what appears to be impossible possible. So if you're in a situation where it seems like it's impossible, remember, if you're a Christ follower, if you're a Christian, God's able to do the impossible. He can make the impossible possible. And God will choose those who respond. And I love this, the last verse that I read earlier this morning. Mary answered, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled." And I believe that's a response we all should have. "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." God knew beforehand what Mary would say. He knew that she would say these words. And so I believe he knew from the beginning of time who was to be the one to give birth to Jesus. But at the right time, the angel came, gave the announcement to Mary, and Mary's heart was right, which enabled her to give a positive response. You know, Mary's depicted in ancient paintings as being one who's deep in thought, and the angel appears to her. In almost every painting you ever see of Mary, she's in some kind of beautiful religious state. But I like to think that Mary's just going about her daily business. And she's doing what any person would be doing, getting ready for a wedding somewhere down the road. She's thinking about, well, what do I need to do? Who all's coming? What side of the family is going to be there that's going to cause a disruption? What kind of side of the family is going to be there that's going to take care of all of this? And she's thinking about all of this. But it's then the angel appears and changes the direction of her life. And having a right heart will bring a right response when God comes into our lives and says, I've got something for you to do. It's about being open to the will of God. It's about Moses going to free the children of Israel from Egypt. It's about Elijah standing up to the prophets of Baal. It's about Nehemiah prophesying even when he's put in a muddy cistern. It's about Esther standing up for her people, even though it might mean she dies. It's about John fearlessly proclaiming the way of the Lord, even though it means his death. And it's about you and me saying that we're going to share and show God's love to those around us, even though they might make fun of us. A right response will always come when we have a right heart. So as we're in this Christmas season, let me ask you a question. How are you courting God's favor? What are you doing to grow in faith? What are you doing to make sure that you're in the position where you need to be? How can you reach out to, who can you reach out to share your faith with? Or how available am I to God? Am I more concerned about what's under the Christmas tree than who is gathered around the Christmas tree around the tree that Jesus died on? Who's actually come to the cross and accepted him? Do I have an agenda, or am I willing to allow God to give me an agenda and follow his agenda? What are some tangible ways I can show that I have God's favor? Who do I know that is not going to have a very good Christmas? Who are some children that maybe are looking for some Christmas gifts, but their parents aren't able to afford it, or somebody's not able to do it because these children are mistreated because their parents have chosen to do things they shouldn't? What can I give to? You know, I mentioned Christmas basket earlier, but there's a Salvation Army, there's Angel Tree, all these things that we can give to show God's love. And like I say, do it individually even. Who can I serve that will show God's love? You know, Help Incorporated is always looking for people. Go visit a nursing home. We go to a nursing home once a month over at Sarah at Hensley's, and we just call it our hymn sing. Don't preach. Don't do anything. We just go over there and sing.
They love that.
Yeah. We take about 30 minutes. We don't want to interrupt their afternoon naps, you know. I don't want to interrupt my afternoon nap. but we just go over there and we sing. They love it. Sing some Christmas carols. We're going back over a week from Sunday and do some singing. We'll take a little bitty gifts that kids and all have been making. And, you know, those things, that ways you can serve to show God's love. So let me wrap up with some things to think about. God's favor allows him to use ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary. So quit buying the lie that God can't use you. Quit believing that. If God used Mary, who's a nondescript girl in a nondescript town of Nazareth, to give birth to Jesus, he can use you. Yeah, he can use you. You know, we think of Mary as being this, but before Mary became Mary, the mother of Jesus, she was Mary getting ready to marry Joseph, and nobody except for family and a few friends probably knew. Mm-hmm. So, he can use you. God's able to use those who are available. When you're wrapped up in yourself, you can't be wrapped up in God's mission. And so maybe this Christmas what we need to do is unwrap ourselves from the world, unwrap ourselves from the idea of getting all these presents, and become wrapped up in God's purpose. Wrapped up in being part of God's gift to the world. And I'm not talking about that. You think you're God's gift to the world. No, not that way. No, being God's gift to the world and loving people and sharing the love of Christ with others. And when you have God's favor, remember, he can use you to make the impossible possible. God can do the impossible any way and any time that he wants. But he oftentimes uses people to do it. So, why not allow God to do the impossible through you? You never know what might happen. That's right. Never know what lives might be changed. And that's all, folks.
Amen. Now, before we sign off, would you be kind enough and share with the people information about your church? Location, times of services, and anything else that you'd like to share about the church you pastor, sir?
Yeah, Elk City Church of God, up the street here from where we're at now, on First Street, to 501 West First Street. If you know where the junior high is, we are one block east of the Longfellow Building on First Street there. But the easiest way to find us, if you're not familiar with Elk City or familiar with this part of Elk City, if you go to the west side of Homeland on 3rd Street and turn north, You will find us right on the corner, two blocks north of Homeland there. Our service times are, we do Sunday school at 9:45, worship at 10:45. We've been doing Tuesday noon for a study time with a light meal for anyone who wants to come. Right now, that's suspended through the first week of January with Christmas and the holidays and everybody. And we've had several sick as well. But the second week in January, we'll be starting that back up again. We will be having a children's program on the 17th. In our morning service, and we also take up that time in what we call a Christ birthday offering. It goes to help our national women's ministry and then our ministries around the world and missions. So a lot of things that are happening during that time. And then on Christmas Eve, we will not be having Sunday school. We will just be having a morning worship time. But we'll be singing a lot of carols, be sharing some, a short devotional. We'll be taking communion, just kind of a time in which we can reflect on the coming of Christ. So that's kind of what's coming up.
This has been a good word today. I'm just reflecting back on my notes. All of it was good.
I love Mary's response. Mm-hmm. She didn't have, like Zachariah, he was like, how is that going to happen? Mm-hmm. I'm old and my wife, she's well along in years. Boy, wasn't that a nice. I wonder if it kept him out of the doghouse. You know, and then.
Well, he couldn't keep talking to get himself buried any further.
And so he's silent. He got silenced. He got silenced, you know, because he questioned it with. Right. And I think it was a question with doubt. Mm-hmm. And Mary, when she asked, how is this going to happen? It wasn't. I don't believe that it was in doubt. I believe it was, wow, Lord, how are you going to do this?
Yeah. Well, I think it was,
yes,
it was understanding,
yeah,
for Mary, whereas, you know, Zachariah's approaching it from, yeah, right.
Yeah, how?
Yeah, and so Mary's just wanting to understand, yeah, how this is going to happen versus having doubt. And there's nothing wrong with questioning God, but what's the attitude that you are questioning God in?
It's about the heart.
Yeah.
And Zechariah was older, so maybe he was a little more cynical too.
Yeah.
Mary was still young.
Yeah.
So she was more in wonder of,
how? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
This is just one of my favorites.
Me too.
God's so cool, y'all. Yeah.
We appreciate you coming, taking the time out of your day. I know you're always busy, so we appreciate you coming and sharing with us.
You're
it's
welcome.
Been a really good word. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from Pastor Joe Thompson, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.